Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Welcome to another edition of Alternative News, brought to you by Romina Betsin and
Floyd Kermode
from the Campaign for International Cooperation and Disarmament, produced at the community radio station 3CR. Good morning, listeners. This morning I will speak about Palestine, and Floyd Kermode will have an update on CFMEU. Palestine. This year, 2024, finds the nations and peoples of the world more tightly interconnected than ever before. We are collectively horrified at the bombs raining down on Gaza from Israel. The Biden-Harris administration says far too many innocent Palestinians have been killed in Gaza and claims to be working for a permanent ceasefire. But at the same time, the U.S. has continued to supply more and more destructive weapons to Israel in likely violation of international and of U.S. laws. The total of U.S. arms shipped to Israel in the last 10 months, courtesy of U.S. taxpayers, exceeds 100 million tons, including bombs and artillery shells directly used to slaughter Palestinians in Gaza. More than 40,000, and probably many more, have already been killed. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden has approved sending another $20 billion worth of arms to Israel. Even as the U.S. publicly calls for restraint in the war on Gaza, Israel has used advanced weaponry to eliminate most of Gaza's infrastructure and kill tens of thousands of Palestinians. The killing of journalists in Gaza is enormous crime, just as the killing of doctors' hospitals, bombing of schools, and so on. Since the onset of the Gaza war, the Albanese government has consistently ignored advice about the humanitarian disaster in Gaza. Many Australians have urged the government to condemn the Netanyahu regime's constant breach of international law and to act urgently to protect innocent civilians in Gaza and the West Bank. Parliamentarians who dared to voice their concerns about the devastating death toll of Palestinian civilians, the Prime Minister Albanese has continually refused to condemn the behaviour of the Israel Defence Force. The Australian government has failed to make any statement in the Parliament recording its regret about the death of 40,000 Palestinians, with women and children disproportionately affected. There has been no debate about the deliberate destruction of an entire community, its homes, schools, places of worship and culture. Where is the voice of the Australian government challenging the failure of its allies to protect United Nations aid workers and journalists, with so many killed on duty? The only parliamentary statement the Albanese government has supported was the one made immediately after the 7th October attack on Israel by Hamas, when speaker after speaker sanctioned Israel has the right to defend itself. The situation is so unbearable, so outrageous, the Israeli position is so extreme that we will have a breakthrough. Not because of the Israel changing its attitude, but because of the world forcing a solution that will come sooner than we think.
This is Floyd Kermode, member of the Australian Education Union, the Australian Services Union, and the Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance. For Alternative News, an update from The Guardian, The Workers Weekly, by Anna Farr, This Union Will Stand. More than 60,000 construction workers from the CFMEU and other unionists and supporters took to the streets around the country on Tuesday, 27 August, demanding the repeal of the Fair Work Administration Act and the return of the union to its members. The anger was palpable. rightly directed at the Labor Party and the ACTU. SACT New South Wales Branch Assistant Secretary Rob Kerr said, "In the name of my son and his children and his grandchildren, everybody after that, we're going to campaign for the absolute destruction of the Labor Party." National Secretary of the Union, Zach Smith, told the Canberra rally, "Administration will come and go. Politicians will come and go. But this union will stand long after they're gone." Electrical Trades Union Victorian Secretary, Troy Gray, said the claims against the CFMEU were bullshit, unsubstantiated allegations. Three leaders of the Queensland branch of the CFMEU have filed a High Court challenge, arguing the legislation is unconstitutional and in breach of principles of separation of powers. Greens Senator Max Chandler-Mafer spoke passionately in support of the CFMEU. He has copped considerable flack from Liberal and Labor alike for his trouble. "The construction and general division of the CFMEU has been put into the hands of an administrator, Mark Irving, KC, for at least 3 years, using legislation supported by Labor, the Coalition, and crossbench Teals. The Australian Greens were the only parliamentary party to take a stand against the bill. Mark Irving is now the union, with total control of all divisions, branches, committees, bargaining, and absolute powers overriding the Fair Work Act. He wasted no time in sacking 11 paid elected officials and another 260 branch committee members and organisers. They must return all CFMEU property, including cars, credit cards, building and security passes, mobile phones and laptops." CFMEU Queensland Secretary Michael Ravbar told the Brisbane rally, "We're calling on all CFMEU members, supporters and allies to stand up, defend our right to self-govern and protect the future of unionism in Australia. Five unions have so far indicated their willingness to contribute millions of dollars to High Court challenges. The speed at which the union was placed into administration suggests it was planned well in advance. The bill was presented to Parliament on 21 August, amended and then passed by both houses the next day. The administrator officially took over on 23 August. The legislation is supposedly a response to an onslaught of daily allegations by Nine Media, accusing the CFMEU of alleged links to organised crime, corruption and standover tactics. The Act seeks to intimidate anyone or any organisation that attempts to undermine the actions of the administrator, carrying both civil and criminal penalties of up to $187,800, 2 years in jail, or $939,000 for organisations. The stop works are political." Barrister and political commentator Greg Barnes said that such draconian legislation had never been brought to bear on any corporation. "To be this specific," said Barnes, "when you already have a mechanism in the federal court to deal with this, you could only say it's politics." New South Wales Secretary of the Electrical Trades Union, the ETU, Alan Hicks, criticised Anthony Albanese for his pre-rally warning that there would be consequences for workers if their participation in the rallies constituted unprotected industrial action. Hicks said Albanese's comments wholly misrepresented the rights of workers under the Fair Work Act, as the workers were engaged in a political protest and not an industrial one. He referred to a decision of the full bench of the Australian Industrial Relations Commission, the predecessor of the Fair Work Commission, that if an action was not industrial in character, it stood completely outside of bargaining and disputation. Here, participants were protesting the treatment of the CFMEU by the Australian government, Hicks said. That cannot rationally be characterised as industrial in nature. Denouncing the government's trial by Parliament, the ETU has decided to refuse to pay affiliation fees to the ACTU while the CFMEU is suspended from the peak union body, and has called for an urgent National Council meeting of the broader Communications Electrical Plumbing Union to discuss if it will remain an affiliate. The ETU will withhold more than $1 million in political donations to the ALP and redirect money towards funding High Court challenges to the legislation. Ravbar and his sacked Queensland colleagues launched a company called Your Union, Your Choice. Its constitution says the aims are to oppose anti-union legislation, advance the interests of union members affected by the laws, any penalties ordered in litigation to promote trade unionism. Anyone can become a member. Solidarity. The ETU National Executive Motion, passed at a meeting of officials in Hobart, says it is a cornerstone of our democracy that every organisation or individual has their right to due process and their day in court. The CFMEU has not been afforded that fundamental principle of natural justice. and the ETU will stand up against this unfair treatment, as should every other union. The resolution says the ETU will remain affiliated with the ALP. However, any potential funding to the ALP for the 2025 election will now be redirected to fund, along with other unions, any potential legal challenge to the forced administration of the CFMEU. Maritime Union of Australia, or MUA, New South Wales Secretary Paul Keating said the legislation was the most anti-worker bill I can think of in Australia's history. It sets a real dangerous precedent for the trade union movement, or any membership-based organisation for that matter, Keating said. The West Australian Secretary of the MUA, Will Tracy, said the branch would support the CFMEU, contributing to the funding of any High Court action to try to overturn this bad legislation. MUA officials have compared the scale of the attack to the 1998 waterfront dispute, when the Howard government assisted Patrick Stevedores to sack and replace its militant workforce with workers trained in Dubai, triggering a massive fight back by unionists and the community, and an ultimate victory. Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke is considering calls to fast-track skilled foreign tradies arriving in Australia. The Master Builders Australia have been calling for expedited construction-specific visa pathways. Labor can be expected to comply, using the CFMEU's actions as an excuse. United Firefighters Union National General Secretary Greg McConville said the union would consider making a financial contribution towards funding a High Court challenge. The UFU has provided the CFMEU with legal opinion by senior barrister Herman Borenstein, KC, that the bill expressly overlooked the views of CFMEU members, quote, by the abrogation of the rules of natural justice, unquote. The Act directly states that the rules of natural justice do not apply. The Act was straying dangerously into the use of executive power to intervene in the representative structure of a registered organisation. This is of concern to us because a government of any colour could decide it doesn't like the leadership of a particular union, McConville said. Tracy said, I think the impact of the bill or the ramifications that may flow out of it are a problem for the trade union movement as a whole. Australian Manufacturing Workers Union, Acting Victorian Secretary Tony Piccolo, said unionists should be treated in the same way as corporate Australia and given their opportunity to defend allegations and have their time in the court. ACTU. The ACTU wasted no time in suspending the union. There's a point where people have got to reflect on their own decisions and their own behaviour, and why has it led to where we are now, said ACTU Secretary Sally McManus, as if the union had already been found guilty of criminal conduct and corruption. I want to make it really clear that there's no place for criminals or violence or intimidation, said McManus. This suspension has resulted in a split in the trade union movement, at a time when maximum unity is needed to defend a union under unprecedented attack. McManus said the CFMEU could have avoided the laws if it had consented to administration and stood down officials Darren Greenfield and Derek Christopher. In other words, she supported the union being put into this draconian administration. Fight back. Five unions have so far indicated their willingness to contribute millions of dollars to challenge the legislation in the High Court. The struggle to defeat this draconian anti-union legislation cannot be won in the courts alone. It will take a massive united struggle of trade unions, left political parties, progressive organisations and individuals. This Act sets a precedent that can and will be used against any other trade union, membership organisation or advocacy group, peace, environmental, political, that dissents with government policy. Labour is headed to defeat in the next election, not just over its attempts to destroy the CFMEU, but its support for AUKUS and Israel's genocide of Palestinians, its inaction on climate change, erosion of Medicare, and the cost of living crisis. The question is, what will replace it? The Coalition is the traditional party of big business. And that was a report on the CFMEU situation from The Guardian, The Workers' Weekly, written by Anna Farr.
Stay tuned. Coming up next is Concrete Gang. That's all we have time for today. Tune in again next week for another edition of Alternative News, brought to you from 3CR Community Radio 855 on the AM dial, streaming live on 3cr.org.au or on 3CR Digital in Melbourne. I'm Romina Betson and
Floyd Kermode
from the Campaign for International Cooperation and Disarmament. Our telephone number at Trades Hall is 0414 352 542, and our email address is peacecentre@cicd.org.au.